AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Kay Hall in Edinburgh, Scotland, was along the main route as a hearse carried Queen Elizabeth's flag-draped coffin in a procession to St. Giles Cathedral.
It was lovely to see the family together and to see Her Majesty the Queen's at rest. God bless her.
The public is getting a chance to view the coffin. Reverend Callum MacLeod took part in a memorial service at the cathedral for the Queen,
whose life of service to the nation and the world we celebrate, and whose love for Scotland was legendary.
King Charles, dressed in an army uniform, and Princess Anne, Prince Andrew, and Prince Edward walked behind the hearse as it traveled to the cathedral. Former President Donald Trump's team is objecting to the Justice Department's proposed candidates for a special master to review the documents seized during the FBI search last month at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. They would not say why. The AP's Eric Tucker reports Trump's lawyers are downplaying the seized records.
The Trump legal team referred to the inquiry as a, quote, document storage dispute. They described the records that were seized as purported classified records, which suggests that they do not concede that the documents that were taken were indeed top secret national defense information, as the Justice Department has alleged.
In Boston, President Biden says as part of his infrastructure plan, he wants to modernize aging and outdated airports like Logan Airport in Boston.
It's the most significant, this is a fact, most significant investment since President Eisenhower's interstate highway system.
The president says the infrastructure grant for Logan Airport is one of the largest federal investments in airports ever. A judge in Indiana won't hear arguments until next week on a lawsuit trying to block the state's abortion ban. It's set to take effect Thursday. This is AP News. A psychologist in court says a school gunman has fetal alcohol damage.
A neuropsychologist says Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz suffered brain damage when his birth mother drank during pregnancy. Paul Connor testified Monday that people with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder often have problems with hyperactivity, outbursts, motor control, and socializing from a young age. Teachers and friends have previously testified Cruz had all those problems. While the 23-year-old has pleaded guilty to murdering 17 students and staff members back in 2018, this trial is only to determine whether he's sentenced to death or life without parole. I'm Shelley Adler.
A state attorney told a judge Alabama should be ready to use a new untried execution method, nitrogen hypoxia, to carry out a death sentence later this month. The state corrections commissioner has the final say. Ed Donahue, AP News.